Between now and the inauguration, it is a very pivotal time. We have just witnessed the proclamation of the victory of Donald J. Trump to be the 47th president. He is the president-elect of the United States of America. And we have now, 77 days until Inauguration Day on January 20th. And there's a lot of things that could still happen because you have the Biden-Harris administration. They are still in control. With me right now is Troy Anderson, the author of The Trump Code, which is right over my shoulder, which is a powerful book diving into the mysteries of the Ingersoll Lockwood trilogy about Baron Trump and the time traveling adventures from that child's book. But there's so many things that have played out in our world today. So Troy, it's great to have you back here, and it's fun to be live to talk about this and other things that we can look forward to, especially in this time period. Troy, welcome.
Oh yeah, John, it's great to be back on your show.
Yeah, so Troy, let's talk about what just happened last night. I went to bed and saw that Trump was leading, but there was many things that were still up in the air. Many states had not given their full-throated endorsement of Donald Trump and given all their electoral votes there yet. And whenever I woke up this morning, I saw that Trump had declared victory, and it was very obvious because he also won the popular vote. And so he is truly a populist president. What's your take from this really historic comeback?
John, my wife and I watched his speech last night, his acceptance speech. I mean, you know, Newsweek has described this as the greatest political comeback in history. And, you know, what we wrote this book, The Trump Code, talking about these Ingersoll Lockwood novels from the 1890s, the Baron Trump collection. And the last book is called The Last President. And in this book, this populist president is elected. And it says the mobs of socialists and anarchists converge on Castle Trump on Fifth Avenue in New York City, where Trump Tower now stands today, chanting death to the rich man. So was it prophetic in nature? It seems like it was. Could President Trump be the last president? You know, for 40 days before this election, we had 40 days to save America. We encourage people to pray, fast, and repent, inspired by my 2013 interview with Billy Graham. Pastor Paul Bagley, my co-author of Revelation 9/11, he spread the word. It just sort of spontaneously took off. Millions of people all around the world praying, fasting, repenting. And now we've seen this incredible miracle of President Trump getting elected. And now we've just announced the 77 days to take back America, igniting the final great awakening. And I believe this is God's heart for the world. He wants to see these pockets of revival grow. I believe he's put President Trump back into office. And in all these different ways, he's predicted this in many different ways and many different prophecies. And the Trump Code puts together this 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it definitely does. And you just mentioned about the 77 days to save America. And I just want to encourage people that you, too, can get that email every day. Where revelationwatchers.com is where you can sign up for that. And I want to encourage you to join this, because there is a lot of powerful insight that everybody can gather together and pray together in unity. Because what happens between now and the inauguration, we have on January 6th, it was not just a one-off event. January 6th actually has to happen every year, not the what was called the insurrection, but that is where the representatives from the states actually give the official electoral votes to the president elect. And then it's just ceremony at that point. But what we saw January 6th of 2020, do we see the reverse of January 6th from the other side? Because let's talk about the Trump Code and the riots that break out in the last president. There's some very interesting similarities there. So there's a lot of things that can happen in between now and the inauguration. What do you think about these potential riots based off of what you've written about in the Trump Code?
Well, yeah, that's the key question now, is people are just sort of, you know, waking up today and finding out that President Trump has won. You know, I mean, half the population is probably in shock right now. And there's already, like, you know, people are reacting on social media. So what exactly could happen between now and Inauguration Day on January 20th? I mean, pretty much anything could happen. We've seen so many different, you know, sort of crazy things we never thought we could see in America happen over the last 4 years. And so now we're in this critical time. That's why it's so important everybody to join us in this prayer, fast, and repentance. You know, I believe that, you know, God did intervene in this election. He heard the prayers of people around the world. You know, I think today, hundreds of millions, perhaps billions of people were thanking God for intervening in this, because if America had gone down, the whole world would have gone down. And now God's given us an extension of time to keep spreading the gospel and do everything that Jesus told us to do.
Yeah, that's very important. We have a purpose and not an agenda, but we have a purpose and a commission to work with God, to partner with God, to preach the gospel in every nation, tribe, and tongue, so that they can be reunited with him. I mean, there's a bigger purpose that Donald Trump has now the president-elect. It's bigger than the economy should be fixed. The borders will be secure. The Russia-Ukraine war he's promised that it's going to be settled before he's inaugurated. The unease throughout the world, there's more to Donald Trump being the president-elect, than just the benefits that we get. There's a purpose that we have to actually bring God's will to this earth. You know, the Lord's Prayer is that, Lord, let it be done in heaven as it is, or on earth as it is in heaven. Sorry, I got that backwards for a second. But on earth as it is in heaven, bringing heaven to earth. And now we don't have any excuses. The government's not going to stop us from doing that. When it comes to the last president, though, that Ingersoll Lockwood book and the things that you've had to do to research this and look at some of the prophetic angles, you look at Ingersoll Lockwood. He's not a prophetic person, but he might be writing prophetically. I know that there is many prophetic voices that are out there. You mentioned Kim Clement earlier, but you mentioned before we went live here that there was a recent prophetic word by Chuck Pierce. He really just put this out a few hours ago, right before the election results came out earlier in that day. Tell us about what you heard him say.
We included remarks from Chuck Pierce in the Trump Code, and then he just released this video saying that he believed that God was watching very closely how people voted in America in this election. He's watching very closely what were we going to do. And now that we've seen, you know, Trump even win the popular vote, I think he's ahead by 5-6 million votes. You know, what Chuck Pierce said is that, you know, God has extended America's time at least through 2026. So this is why it's so important to keep, you know, praying, fasting, interceding, spreading the gospel. We don't know how much time we have. You know, essentially, you know, President Trump, and I've written this in all my books, from the Babylon Code to the Trump Code, is he's pushing back against globalism. When my first book, The Babylon Code, came out, it was an expose of globalism. This pastor loved the book so much, he delivered a whole box to the Trump team, and Trump announced that Americanism, not globalism, would be our credo as his platform for president back in 2016, and then he won. And, so that he's sort of standing between us and the New World Order, the Great Reset Plan, this push for this new global system. And now, you know, essentially the dark forces have been, you know, stopped in their tracks. And so I'm sure there's going to be massive pushback. We're just at the beginning of this. That's why it's so important to intercede for our president and for our country and for our world at this time.
Yeah. There's other things that are kind of prophetic as well. And this is actually another viral clip that has been going around. There is a man, he's a scientist or a computer engineer, a prognosticator at the very least, named Cliff High. And he has basically created some sort of a linguistic language model that goes out and searches the way people are talking and all these things on the internet. It's kind of hard to describe, but basically it's a computer that uses AI, goes out and searches for trends and things and uses predictive language for that. And it has actually, in some cases, been successful in predicting events that were to happen based off of what they called temporal markers or triggers. Now, one of the things that has been very interesting with this is that he was talking about jets and UFOs fighting 20 or 39 days after a temporal marker event, this trigger event. And that trigger event was Donald Trump being interviewed by Joe Rogan. Now, to have it, you know, whatever you think about that, it's really interesting because that prediction was made in 2009 before Joe Rogan even had a podcast. Before Joe Rogan, or really, he was just the host of Fear Factor, and Donald Trump was a real estate mogul and the host of The Apprentice. So there's a lot of interesting things that just kind of seem to be lining up. You know, this to me seems kind of like a connection between Ingersoll Lockwood and Cliff High's predictions there. You know, you've looked at this. What are your thoughts about this event?
This is a very interesting prediction here because, you know, the Bible warns of this powerful deception, this great delusion that could happen in the end times. You know, and Chrisman just released this great book by L.A. Marzulli, Rungs of Disclosure, you know, that talks about, you know, there's hearings on, there's Congress, there's military officials, there's all kinds of, you know, sightings of UFOs and UAPs. And, you know, we actually talk about this in the Trump Code. The Defense Intelligence Agency recently released information saying that they believe that time travel may be possible, that it could explain how these UAPs are getting here, maybe through wormholes, quantum physics, that kind of thing. You know, so could the Apostle Paul have warned us, you know, 2000 years ago that UFOs, UAPs could be part of this great deception? You know, is it possible these things could be revealed? This prophecy that you just mentioned, I think it's coming, you know, December 3rd, as I recall.
December 2nd, you know, December 2nd, 3rd, depending on, yeah.
You know, so could there be something like this? I mean, it sounds crazy, but, you know, I mean, just look at the last, what's happened in the last 4 years. We've seen so many just sort of mind-blowing kind of things. So, you know, only time will tell. But, you know, Ingersoll Lockwood in the last president talked about, you know, this the anarchist socialist convergent on Castle Trump, turning death to the rich man, and then civil war breaks out and the military is called in. So is there some kind of correlation? You know, we don't know, but pretty much anything can happen between now and January 20th, Inauguration Day.
Yeah, another thing that could happen, and this is on the judicial calendar, is the sentencing of Donald Trump on November 26th, I believe. You know, earlier in the year, he was convicted of crimes that anybody else named, not named Donald Trump, it would have just been kind of a slap on the wrist, and you know, but like they've really gone after him, and they've charged him and convicted him of 34 counts. Of whatever they wanted to make up. You can tell based off of what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, how I actually feel about that. But there is still a sentencing date that is ahead of the time, you know, just ahead in a few days. What happens with this now? Is this judge going to actually throw Donald Trump in jail where they can really shout death to the rich man?
I mean, it's possible, you know, that could happen. I mean, it would seem incredulous. It would seem outrageous for something like that to happen. He's now been elected president, you know, won the popular vote, won the electoral college. You know, would a judge do something like this? But it's possible. That's why we really need to keep praying for President Trump's safety. There's been two assassination attempts, as you mentioned, the lawfare, the impeachments that we know of. You know, so I think it's obvious that the miraculous hand of the Holy Spirit is interceding in America, interceding in world affairs, and it's because, you know, God is listening to the prayers of the saints all around the world. And we need to keep praying, fasting, repenting, interceding for this country and for our president, because we're living a very tumultuous time in history. You know, we could be on the verge of the events of the book of Revelation, but I think God is holding it back, as he has for a long time, to accomplish his greater purposes, which is he loves us with all his heart. He sent his son to die for us so we can be forgiven of our sins and go to heaven. And he wants us as believers to spread the gospel, the Great Commission, take the good news of Jesus Christ to all the world. That's our number one command from Jesus.
Yeah. You know, with just kind of having a little bit of the thought exercise with this whole temporal markers and the 39 days leading to December 2nd, where there's this predicted UFO battle where it was jets versus UFOs and then UFOs versus other UFOs. Could that be angels, angelic versus demonic in the skies fighting? But there's also this new thing that Trump started in his previous administration called Space Force. Is this something that could be a part of this maybe end time space battle, end time battle in the skies? And with Elon Musk, with what he just did, literally bringing, you know, having this this rocket ship with the with the arms connected, you know, catching it again, which I think Trump does one of the funniest storytellings of that. But do you think that this could be tying into this prediction? And does any of this space stuff connect to the Trump code?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like we talked about in the Trump code, there's this very curious connection between Nikola Tesla. He's this genius inventor, you know, considered the architect of our modern world. Our electric grid is based off his ideas. Did he invent some kind of time travel technology? That Albert Einstein believed this was possible. There's a Princeton professor wrote a book called Time Travel in Einstein's Universe. There's been a lot of research done into this. And as we learn more and more about this UFO UAP phenomenon, there seems to be some kind of connection. So there, it seems that the government, you know, why did they create this space force? You know, what is really going on behind the scenes? There's a lot of, you know, technologies that we're unaware of or just becoming aware of that the government may have. And I mean, we're living in very strange times, but the Apostle John and the prophets warned us that there would be great deception, powerful delusion, signs, wonders, lying signs and wonders, you know. So is this referring to potentially UFO phenomena, fallen angels, technologies? L.A. Marzulli's done a great job of, you know, exploring all this in his great new book. I'm reading it right now, and I've interviewed him in the past. He's a friend of mine. And it's a very interesting time that we're living in.
Yeah, it is a very, very interesting time. And yes, there's a lot of speculation that we are talking about. We're trying to not be deceived. We want to kind of think some of these things through. We want to pray for that spiritual discernment because that is so important. You mentioned the great deception, and we do not want to be deceived. It's very easy in the advent of AI and deep fakes to really be deceived. And it's hard to find out what's the truth. Now, we can always go back to the Word of God, which is the truth. But judging if this is an AI generated image or video or voice, and if is it trying to convince me to do something else? Is this thing the mark of the beast? There's not necessarily a laid out like instruction manual in the Bible of like step one, step two, step three. Here's how you identify it. You need to have spiritual discernment. What are some keys that you can explain about having this spiritual discernment, especially for these times?
Yeah. So the most important thing is to delve into the Word of God. You know, Jesus really encouraged us to, you know, he is the Word. And as you read the Bible, as you study prophecy, a third of the Bible is prophetic in nature. And Bible scholars I interviewed for the Trump Code told me about 2,000 of the Bible's 2,500 prophecies have come true in exacting detail. So it stands to reason the rest will come true too. And those refer to, you know, the end times, the events described in the book of Revelation. So as you study the Word of God, the Lord gives you discernment. He's given us all kinds of prophetic gifts, you know, a wide variety in the body of Christ. And so he'll help you navigate this, understand the massive deception that we're under today. And, when Jesus' disciples asked him, what will be the signs of the end of the age? The first thing he says is, watch out and no one deceives you. You know, I've been a journalist for 3 decades. I worked in the mainstream media for many years. And I know that the massive level of deception that's going on today in the media, entertainment industry, education, you know, the devil is the father of lies. And this is his major tool he uses against us. So it's very important that you study the Word of God, understand what it says, so you can navigate successfully and victoriously, you know, as we move into the end time events that we see unfolding today.
Yeah. You know, I love the Trump code, and I just want to kind of explain for people, and you can obviously fill in the blanks here, but the reason that there's a connection between these Ingersoll Lockwood books about Baron Trump, obviously there's a name connection, but then time travel with Nikola Tesla was because Donald Trump, the historical figure, the man that is the president-elect right now, he has an uncle that did something very interesting with the connection to Nikola Tesla. Troy, can you just kind of explain that connection of how the Trump code kind of all came together?
Yeah. So the, you know, Ingersoll Lockwood wrote the Baron Trump collection, and on the cover, this is the 1890s. And on the cover of the books is a little boy. It looks strikingly like President Trump's son, Baron. They just spell their name a little bit differently. And he's guided by Don, the master of all masters. He lives in Castle Trump on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and they go on time traveling adventures. And so what's really caught people's attention is this, as I mentioned, this last book, The Last President, where it says this populist president is elected. You know, like we mentioned, Ken Kamlent and others had said that Trump would have two terms, and now it's actually happened. And then Lockwood said that, you know, the socialists and anarchists would converge on Castle Trump, shouting death to the rich man. Okay, it's a chaos, civil war breakout, military called in. So the Trump code sort of puts together this 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. And then the very intriguing element is that when Nikola Tesla died in 1943, the FBI actually called in Donald Trump's uncle, John Trump, a highly respected professor at MIT, to look at all his research, 80 trunks of papers and documents. And he came back in official versions. I don't think there's really anything of national security interest here. But then a bunch of the files went missing. And so the History Channel did a special on this. And they asked, you know, could the government have used some of these genius ideas from Tesla to develop all kinds of modern technologies, wireless communications, artificial intelligence, even time travel kind of technologies. And so, you know, the Trump code sort of explores all this stuff, explores the UAP phenomena that we're talking about, and just what the future might hold and how it fits into Bible prophecy and the, you know, prophecies of different, you know, prophetic voices, you know, Chuck Pierce, Joseph Z, you know, sort of who's who of all these prophetic voices that we're hearing today. And we put the puzzle together, and what does the future hold, and what's your role in God's army as time goes on here?
Yeah, we do have a role in that. And thank you for just kind of putting those pieces together. And there's a link in the comments so that you can get your own copy of the Trump Code if you want to dive more into that. You know, Troy, as we are wrapping up here, we just had the election. We have the results already. I was expecting that this was going to take at least a week based off of our previous elections that we've had. Going back to the year 2000, that took, I don't even remember how long. I just remember every day watching the news and seeing today it was Bush, tomorrow was Gore, the next day it was Bush, then Gore. And then in our 2020 election, it was, you know, everything was, you know, new evidence was coming up about, you know, the things that happened at 3 a.m. that I'm pretty sure that we still can't even talk about on social media. But there will come a day that we can actually talk about all these things openly. But with this coming to light right now, with we actually have Donald Trump winning the Electoral College and the popular vote, what are some other things that you are expecting to see right now that we can be praying for, that we can be agreeing with, especially leading up to this inauguration in 77 days?
Yeah, I think the encouraging thing is that, you know, so many people woke up to the dangers we're truly facing. They woke up to what's really happening here is that the deep state, these behind the scenes power brokers, they're trying to move us into this global system, this antichrist system. I think it became apparent to a gigantic swath of Americans. And so they went out at record numbers and voted against this agenda. And so, you know, I think God intervened, he's given us another chance, but we can't become complacent again. We can't go back to sleep. The church we have to push back against this evil. We have to spread the gospel. We have to pray, fast, repent. It's an ongoing repentance movement. We had this big National Day of Repentance on the National Mall back in September 2020. We called for that in our book, Trumpocalypse. Rabbi Jonathan Collins is a spokesman, gigantic miracle that thing even happened. But God wants us to have a lifestyle of prayer, fasting, repentance, reading the Word of God, interceding for our country, spreading the gospel, helping the poor, the widows, the orphans, the needy, doing everything that the Bible tells us to do, loving each other and loving the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the central command that Jesus gave us, and it encapsulates all the law, and that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen. Amen. Troy Anderson, thank you so much for taking some time. I know you were up late last night, as most of us were, looking for these election results to come in. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens over these next 77 days. And I want to encourage everybody one more time to go to revelationwatchers.com so you can get the email updates every day about how you can be praying in unity for this, for our nation. Really, it's for our nation that we are praying for. It's not just for a political party, but it is for the unity in our nation, and that God would be really put in his rightful place, because we are supposed to be one nation under God and not one nation just ignoring God. And so, Troy, thank you so much for joining us today here on Charisma and going live with me. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's a great honor. God bless you.